Johnson learned in January that he was dead. And after more than 20 years of working as a cook in Turkey, the 63-year-old returned home to Romania to discover that his wife had had him officially registered as deceased. He has since been living a legalistic nightmare of trying to prove to authorities that he is, in fact, alive. He faced a major setback last Thursday when a court in the northeastern city of Vaslui refused to overturn his death certificate because his request was filed, quote-unquote, too late. The decision, the court said, is final. Because he's legally dead, he is unable to get a job and therefore has no income. His wife, who now lives in Italy, has not been found and therefore cannot explain her side of the story.
I have a feeling there is another man involved in all of this somewhere.
Yes. I, of course, looked into the story because I was like, what? He went to work in Turkey in 1992 to send money back for Romania. And when he got back in 95, he found out she was cheating on him. They never got divorced, but in 1999, he decided to return to Turkey for good because he had had enough. And then his visa was expired last December, and he got, in January, he was deported to Romania. When he landed in Romania, he was informed by border officials that he had been officially declared dead and ended up going under 6 hours of questioning and tests, which included measuring the distance between his eyes to see if it corresponded to his old passport, asking him questions about his hometown, and checking his fingerprints, and they did determine it was in fact to him.
Oh dear.
He said he'd like to file a fresh lawsuit, but has no money and suffers from diabetes, and again, cannot gain an income. Nice. He has also been banned for life from returning to Turkey because of the situation, but is trying to appeal that decision as well.
Arizona.
Poor guy, dead involuntarily.
Yeah. Arizona. One mother's plan to wake up her teens for church on Easter landed her in jail.
What?
To get her 16-year-old son up for Easter services, 40-year-old Sharon Dobbins reached for her taser. Although she claims she only sparked it up to get her kids' attention, police noted that her 16-year-old son had marks on his leg consistent with being tased. Two other teens in the room woke up without having to be tased. No word on whether they went to church while mom was taken to jail.
Arizona is the new Florida.
Don't tase the kids on Easter morning. Hey, that's all the time we got on the Tell Mikey D coming up right now. We will be back next Wednesday night. Until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Someone in South Yarmouth, with what they hear, they might be giants too. so much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I'm bringing you 3 hours of amazing, great Boston and New England music. We have Lucretia's Daggers performing later on this evening. Amanda White will be in to chat. But in the meantime, this is one of my favorite tunes. It's hard to believe it came out 15 years ago. Yikes. 91.5 WMFO.
Logic spends the Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Cyanide Valentine with Freaks. That, such a classic. Now, I just posted on Facebook that I am going to try and get a longtime friend of mine on the air, and I'm going to try and coax her into it. Let's see here. Get that mic and hit that button.
I didn't know that we were talking right now.
Yeah.
that's
the beauty of freeform radio.
Indeed.
Yes. Indeed. Well, you helped curate that block, so I mean, well, let's say we had Cyanide Valentine. I played Heroes of the Afternoon before that. Before that, we had Reverse.
Right, which you had to play after Quick Fix.
Right. I started the block off with Quick Fix, and you said, oh, I love the song. I miss this song. You have to play Reverse or Quintain Americana.
Indeed. I don't know. That was the first two bands I thought of. I don't know why.
And Reverse was easier to find in the library. But yeah.
Some Sue's favorites.
Oh, yes. Yes, Sue's here. Sue's here. We've known each other longer than we should really admit in public.
Since I was still living in Nebraska in college, yes. 1993.
Yes.
The internet. Well, Telnet BBS.
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure our listeners remember that too. Oh. So what made you want to choose those two particular songs, Reverse and Cyanide Valentine? I mean, Quick Fix, you just blurted that out. Quintain Americana or Reverse?
I don't know. It just felt like that was the vibe.
Okay. All right. Well, I can understand that. Now we have Lucretia's Daggers in Studio D setting up right now. And wow, I'm seeing amps and... A nice big bright bass. we're having another special guest on in a little bit. So let's see what we can dig up for. Let's have you start the next block.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you gave me a whole bunch of suggestions, and they were really good.
I mean, we were waxing nostalgia for the 90s. There's always Talking to Animals. Splashdown, Missile Thrush.
Oh man, let's see if I can dig up some Missile Thrush. Yeah, all right. We have an outside request for Missile Thrush. Nice. All right. Let's see. Which song should we hit up?
Let's see. Do you want me to just go ahead and choose it?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Nope. Let me set it up.
I think it's the last song in here.
Okay. The last song. All right. This is Missile Thrush with Making Salt with Sunshine. Mixing Salt with Sunshine.
If I had somehow some kind of answer still.
Grinspoon, associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
A kiss like a mouth tattoo.
That was Talking to Animals with Mouth Tattoo. Before that was Count Zero with Shike. Missile Thrush gave you Small. And we have a guest in here. And usually sometimes they come in with acoustics and play a couple of songs and chat and all that. But they're throwing caution to the wind. They brought electric instruments in here. So please welcome Amanda White.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, you guys are standing up and ready to play. I feel awful trying to break it up with a with a chat.
Yeah,
that's what we came for.
Okay. Well, you can move the mics. It's not like it's going to electrocute you.
How's that? How's that? We happy?
Yes, yes. There cool. We go. Yeah. I mean, when you're singing, it's a different kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yep. You sound just like me.
That's an unintentional parody of that kind of thing. So, you have this new record,
yeah.
Which part of the title I cannot say
I know,
on the
sorry.
Air. What the hell was up with that?
It was funny. That's
okay.
All. I've no other explanation other than that it's just made me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom's really mad at me.
Really?
Yeah, about the album title.
I mean, couldn't you just say Kittens Give Zero Fricks?
Basically, yeah.
This is the closest I can say to the actual title. Kittens Give Zero Fugs.
Fugs, that's good, because most people have been saying, like, you know, we've been on a couple other radio shows, people have been saying Fs. Kittens Give Zero Fs, or Kittens Give Zero F words, but Fugs works.
Fugs.
If you pronounce it very carefully.
Yeah, you have to practice your diction.
Well, do you remember there was a band in the 60s called the Fugs?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Is that what you were thinking of?
All right, I'm getting teleprompter messages now. Care to introduce your accompanist, Ms. Amanda White?
Peter's not my accompanist. He's my bandmate.
I'm Peter Devney. I play guitar with Amanda.
Okay.
And, well, you just heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because my background is classical music, and like the pianists, they don't like being referred to as accompanists.
Really?
Yeah, that's like kind of.
I thought that's what they preferred being called.
No, they're collaborative pianists. So Peter is a collaborative guitar player.
You could tell he gives zero fugs.
That's true. That's why it all works out. That's why he's
in
the band.
So you, like you said, you come from opera and theater and like that. So what made you decide to do kind of a loud rock album?
Well, this is not the first one. There was a long break in between, but the first rock album was in 2009,
okay.
So it's been a while. But yeah, I started playing in bands after college, and I lived in France for a while, and had my first band there, and moved to New York and had a band there, and then I left New York, but my band stayed there. So now I'm in a bi-located band where half the members live in New York and half of them live here. And
okay.
So we don't play very much.
So the ones that live here aren't here right now, right?
He's right there.
I'm here.
And here.
I was trying to make a joke, but
it was funny.
I was clearly falling.
It was funny. I laughed.
All good. No, so I mean, I would have asked that question in 2009, like with your background, like what persuades you to do that, like loud guitar stuff? I mean, that's not what
it's so fun.
People with opera backgrounds gravitate to.
I love it. No, I
that
I don't
isn't
know if
like
that's
symphonic
true.
Metal.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like
a lot
that.
Of classical
yeah.
people go for the symphonic metal type of stuff.
Yeah.
But like you know, you guys were playing Missile Thrush and Count Zero. When
I was
going to
bring
in.
That up.
Yeah, because
you were digging was, our I can't say old school. I'll say mid school.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. Gen X, not millennial.
Yeah, kind of Gen X.
Kind of, yeah, Oregon Trail generation school. Yeah, but that was kind of a starting point for me, was that I did do the Boston Rock Opera
back
when I was in college, and that kind of introduced me to those people, and like, oh, this is a thing I could actually do. It's something that my friends do, and it's something that I can do too. And I had played guitar like since I was 16, and you know, I played some piano. I played piano on one of the tracks on the album, so
yeah.
I didn't have no exposure to it, but that sort of opened my eyes to, oh, this is a thing I can do, and I really gravitated towards it. I always wrote music, so that was kind of a way for me to do that. I was not about to become a classical composer,
okay.
But writing rock songs was something that that I took to really well.
Okay. Well, that leads up to the next question. Why did it take 9 years?
Well, it took me the most of that time to pay off the first album.
Oh. Yeah.
and then there was a little bit of turnover in the band. My guitar player left, and then I had another one, and then I lost the other one, but then the first one comes back, like you do. So, but now I have a backup, just in case.
Are you the backup for the one who left, or the one who came back?
I don't think there's anything particular on that. I mean, if like, actually, I met Amanda about 4 years ago. She worked for the same company I did.
Yeah.
She worked for the same company that I did, and with some hey, I have a rock band. I'm like, you want to, if my guitarist ever leaves, I'd like to have you come.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the guitarist left to. To do reed music or something.
Oh, yeah, he left to concentrate on his lute playing. Yeah, bunch of nerds. We're all a bunch of nerds. I'm an opera singer. He's a lute player.
Nice.
So he's like, I just can't concentrate on the rock guitar. I've got too much lute going on. And I'm not kidding.
It was the way you said it. Got too much lute going on.
Yeah, I would rip on him pretty bad. It was funny, but all in jest.
Oh, man.
Him I knew from a church gig. That was like how I made my money living in New York, was doing, you know, professional church choirs and stuff.
Okay.
So he was a tenor. I was a soprano. You know, waking up early.
If they only knew.
Yeah, that is an Episcopalian church. They're very fun people.
Fun Episcopalians.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You see, there's a band name. Anyway, you have another song?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's play another song. So that was our kind of bluesy song, and we have
What was the name of that?
That was called Your Wife.
Okay.
And now we I named it that just because it's fun to say, just like the album title.
Okay.
And now we have a little power ballad for you.
All right.
It's called Someone's Watching Over You. These are the only two songs we could figure out that kind of worked with our
format. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So go for it.
Actually do the piano song, but don't have a piano.
Would need a piano. All right. Ready? Okay.
Someone tells you not to cry. Face the world without a sigh or sorrow. But the strength that conquers fears won't dissolve within your tears. We both know. Let it come and let it go. Don't be ashamed to let it show. And when you look up, you'll know. And when you give, save and be saved. Stand and be brave. Someone's watching over you. The light shines. The light shines upon you. Your own, no one ever is alone. They told you eyes deceive and memory lies, nothing ends and no one dies. They hold you. Let it in and let save and be saved. Stand and be brave. Someone's watching over you. The light shines. The light shines upon you.
There's that opera sound.
Yeah. A little bit of it.
A little bit.
Yeah.